Righto, Jarvis and family. A young man's just put pen to paper. He's very, very exciting. I speak of Wayne Jr., Wayne Miller. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, that must be wrapped. You must be very happy that you've been able to extend your stay out there for another 3 years and really start to build on your career.
Yeah, no, definitely wrapped to stay here, you know. Yeah, it's just... great club, and it's good to stay another 3 years.
Mate, if you're comfortable in your role, because obviously you're an outstanding outside player, you're running at 83% with the football, which I love, Junior. And obviously, you know, you're still a young man, you're only a young man in terms of AFL football. So Pikey's obviously got you penciled in as a, someone that can really take and break and really take the game on.
Yeah, starting to feel a bit more comfortable compared to like last year and that, just with my role and sort of the structure and that, just being... you know, a year more experience. So, just feeling more comfortable within the team. And, that's helped, I guess.
Mate, the rig looks like it's improved a bit. How many kegs have we put on?
Oh, since I've got to the club, I've put on 6 kilos. So,
nice.
So put on a bit. Still a bit skinny, so.
Nah, it's all right, mate.
That showdown first quarter. Amazing from the outside looking in. And it was just super, super hot. Sloane said it's the hottest one he's been involved. Talk us through your opening five or six sort of sautés in where the action was.
Yeah, no, it was very hot. It both came out pretty eager to play, and it was full on. It was pretty hot in there, and it's just a field position game pretty much. So,
Junior, what about the situation regarding Eddie Betts and Paddy Ryder? Racism in football. When are people going to bloody learn and understand? And you must be devastated what's happened to some of your brothers.
Yeah, and you don't wish it upon anyone. Not a good look, but I guess both the clubs have worked through it pretty well. So good to see that the clubs are on top of it and that sort of thing. But I guess it's just going to take time to educate everyone. And
Junior, I'll ask you a really personal question. What do you feel when you hear of the comments that have been made to one of your fellow Indigenous teammates?
Yeah, look, it does. Probably doesn't hurt you as much on the field, but like when you kind of think about it, like why is there a need to say that? There's no need to say, you know. There's plenty of other things you can say besides, you know, a racial comment, you know.
Thanks, mate, for sharing, because it's one of those things, mate. I've gone to the extreme today. I've suggested it's gotten to a point, and I don't think it's needs to be this way, but I think you guys, as in the Indigenous boys, have got to make a stand, and I'm almost at the point where you shouldn't play because you shouldn't have to tolerate it. And even though that would hurt you guys, it would actually hurt us public who love watching all footballers, and in particular, we've probably all got soft spots for the brilliance of the Indigenous boys, that if you didn't play, it might just help a few wake up to themselves and go, hang on a minute, we actually shouldn't be heading down this path at all. We should be celebrating you guys as opposed to vilifying.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, that's a...
I know it's extreme, but...
Extreme, but, you know, could be, but, yeah, very, very extreme.
Mate, all you got to do is just focus on your footy, which you have been doing. A tough game this week. Essendon Footy Club won't be easy because obviously losing Mitchy McGovern, so some boys have to step up this weekend, their young junior.
Yeah, that's it. So, play how we've been playing, and, yeah, just should we'll have a good game against Essendon. They've been going pretty good, so be a good game.
Oh, June, here's what I think you should do. No McGovern, no Jenkins.
Oh, no.
Just
put him one out.
Yeah, when Texas are in, just say, big man, just ease yourself outside that arc for a while.
A bit of party time.
And then yell out to young Charles and say, Charles, you just go and stand out there near the arc, right? I'm going deep. And then in anybody on the way out, if I don't get it, mate, that's a big if. If I don't get it and kick it, can you just round them up for me and send it on back?
We'll see how we go.
Go on, mate. Junior, all the best, mate, and congratulations re-signing with the club for another 3 years. Proud of you, mate.
Thank you very much. Thanks for that.
And pass our best on to Eddie too in this ordinary time. Again, he shouldn't be putting up with it.
All good on you, mate.
Well done.
Sure. Thanks for that. Have a good one, guys.
There he is, Wayne Jr. Wayne Miller. He's a good one. Signed on for 3 more years at the Adelaide Crows.